to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I'm filling in for your man, Lee Champion. My name is the Joker. I'm joined by... What is that in the background? What is that?
What is what?
Yo, is that your air?
Can you hear it now?
Yo, you're going to have to handle that, man. I hear that shit all through the air. I hear that.
Why do you sound like that? Why are you talking like that?
Well, I'm guest hosting.
You're guest hosting.
Anyway, let me read my cards.
What are you from Brooklyn?
Yo, who the fuck are you, yo? I'm talking about, yo, I'm guest hosting, my nigga. I'm joined by Double A and Tony C.
How you doing, my man?
What's up, man? What it do, son?
Chilling.
Oh,
done,
my God.
Son.
That's what's up, man.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Tony C here, he filling in. Good looking out. Look, we here with another episode.
This is way too much ghetto-ness for me.
Yo, don't cut me off, son.
Don't cut him off, son.
Don't fucking cut me off. Don't fucking
cut me off. Have some respect, Rage, yo.
Freaking this fucking is, geek. Double A the rank, Tony C, and Rage. Yo, as a matter of fact, let's talk about you for a minute, Rage. Yo, there was some shit on social media talking about how you was upset because people was upset about your sex scene in Empire. You heard about that shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck you just say?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? Oof. Okay.
Yo, we gonna have to read. We gonna have to touch on
fuck
that.
Fuck you, motherfucker! Fuck you, motherfucker! Because hey, I know what the fuck you talking about.
Tony C, we gonna
fuck
have to. We gonna have to build on that shit, God. For real,
yeah,
talk.
Build hey, on that, G.
It's, man, fuck.
Yo, this fucking Mulian got upset because motherfucker.
Mooly.
Yo, talking about him, you know, fucking on Empire.
Who the fuck? What?
Really?
Yo, I'm gonna read that.
Rage, can you elaborate on that? Can you delve more into that?
Man, fuck y'all, porch monkey ass niggas.
Why so hostile?
Yo, see, yo wouldn't say that shit if he was around the block. Hey, listen, real talk. Hey, listen, son. Let me tell you. First of all, listen to this. Yo, motherfucker, you so black, you fucking purple. Don't even go there, son.
For real, B. Like.
Oh,
why
my
mad,
God.
Son?
This is way too much blackness for me.
Because you getting loving on the show? You mad?
Who's loving me?
Yo, I heard y'all had a fucking sex scene on Empire. And I heard that shit was sizzling like fucking gristle and shit.
Bacon.
You made bacon?
Y'all niggas trying to be funny? Y'all really trying to be funny?
We asking questions.
It's funny y'all were talking about that. I was watching that shit on the way home, even though I don't watch Empire.
But you just said you was watching that shit, which is...
You were watching your scene.
That's not my scene.
That's what Lee's substitute said.
Yo, Lee warned me about your ass, yo, for real, yo.
Lee's substitute... Got his fucking information from the wrong source.
Let me give you one warning, son. My name is not Lee. I'm not Lee. I'm cool with Lee. But I will run up on your ass. Let me tell you something. You'll get shook, son. You don't know me.
Listen, my. I know who the fuck you think you're talking to. But I'm tired of you coming at me like you about to do some shit, homie. What the fuck you trying to do though? What you want to scrap? Put your fucking dukes up, bro. What the fuck you gonna do?
Yo, let's move on. I got places.
Let's
move on. I got places to be.
That's what the fuck I thought, motherfucker. Yeah, back the fuck up, nigga.
Yo, for real, this kid on some other shit. Let's move the fuck on because I'm about to leave my shit to them.
Is there a wigger on the air?
Yo, they're straight up. Yo, they're straight up.
Yeah,
wigger. What the fuck are you calling a wigger? Double A.
You
the only wigger up here.
For real, yo.
No, not really.
I'm blacker than you, right?
You the only wigger up here, Double A. Don't act like you one of us.
Us? Come on now, Rage. Come on now.
Keep your crack ass right there.
For one thing, son, I just met you, and I already know I don't like you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because, see, within 30 seconds of me being on the air, bitch, you already came for me. See, if when you said
you don't like me, I don't fucking like you too either. What the fuck you going to do, though?
No, see, when you fucking sent for me,
nigga, do you want to fucking fuck or what?
Done. Look,
I hit you up on the motherfucking Rumbler, nigga. What the fuck you gonna do? You want to hit me up on the Rumbler? We can scrap. Let's go.
I'm here to get this shit in.
You want
to
hit me up on the Rumbler, man? I'm about to download the Rumbler so I can fight your ass.
Look, nigga, I got notes. I got fucking notes. I'm ready to do this shit. I don't have all night. I got fucking notes. I got a mind waiting.
Started with
I
me.
Don't have time. Look, I got fucking
started
notes.
Started with me. I was ready to do the fucking show before you started. When you started all on this fucking this bullshit here.
For Tony C, control your man. I'm about to read this shit.
Rage, calm down.
And for a second there, I thought it was Rage that beat up Zach Morris. Apparently, it's this guy that's on
you
the air.
You motherfuckers start with me.
See this.
Ever since news of you and Gabby. Yeah,
I don't like this shit, son.
But they sent me a picture of this dude, and he looks just like Gabby. Them motherfuckers look like fucking twins and shit. That's what the fuck they looking like. He looking just like Gabby.
That's not Gabby. That's Rage. That's Rage in a push up.
Shut the fuck up, Double.
Extra padding, you know.
So look, check this out. Let's go around the room real quick, see what y'all motherfuckers been up to, and then we can hit some news. Real talk. Start with you, Tony. See what you been up to, man.
Nothing, man. You know, taking it easy on the block. You know, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know,
I hear you.
No money, don't stop.
I hear you got to get that paper, son. Stay on your grind, real talk.
You know, because you know it's hard out here for a pimp. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't even mad at you for that shit. Yo, you got to hold that shit down.
Other than that, that's all I'm trying to do. Hold it down.
That's all right. Peace to the God. That's what's up. So I guess we go to this whatever the fuck he's supposed to be that came for me. This
what the fuck I'm supposed to be, bitch? Who the fuck you think you're talking to? You know who the fuck I am, motherfucker?
I could say some
shit. You
want
to set your motherfucking problem with me, motherfucker? What the fuck you want
to
do?
Out of respect for my mans, he asked me to cover for the show. And you want to act like a little bitch, but that's
fuck
all right.
Mans, nigga. All right. Real fuck talk, your mans, nigga. Fuck your mans.
Okay, all right. I know.
Double A, do you have that song, that 50 Cent song, Wankster? That's Rage right now.
I mean, he's like, you know, he's like the devil that the father taught. You know what I'm saying, God? Real talk.
Yeah.
I mean,
Rage, you won't throw a rock in a vacant house.
You won't throw rice at a Chinese wedding. Because listen to him, Tony, listen to him, I know he 85%, so I'm not even fucking with him like that. Real talk. Hey, listen. So Double A.
Strike a match in the blackout.
I hear you the man that pays the bills. You run this joint. How you been? What's up, man?
I'm peachy. Here's Wankster.
Here we go. Let's hear that shit. A Ferrari F50.
Break it down. No motherfucking Wankster.
And do for a dime. I ain't got time to waste.
for OG, motherfucker.
Sierra, whatever.
Yeah,
that's what I'm
saying. I'm certified motherfucker, triple O, motherfucking G, motherfucker.
Rage, you wouldn't be black. Even if you
what the hell do you know, Double A? You ain't no certified triple OG, motherfucking OG, triple OG, nigga.
You wouldn't be black even if you dipped your entire body in a can of Sherman Williams, okay?
What you know about black? What you know about black?
Whatever.
Damn, yo, Jonah is on you for real. Yo, he throwing shade at you, yo. For Rage, you ain't got shit to show for.
Man, Double A can talk all the motherfucking shit he want to. That motherfucker don't faze me.
Rage, you can bust a grape in the fruit factory.
The only shade that Rage knows about is the kind he makes when he stands up.
Man, Double A don't know, man. Double A don't fucking know me. He don't know about my motherfucking hustle, man. Fuck him. He don't know me.
God, you know what? You weak, son, but listen. I got in my notes one of the first
weak
things.
Weak motherfucking test, my motherfucking gangster, nigga.
Anyhow, first thing in my notes I got, Leo Lee left me this shit. He said, let me see, Tony C, you supposed to play on the phone tonight or some shit?
Oh, yeah, we looking to prank somebody. That's what I heard, so.
All right, bet. No. All right, bet, son. All right, check this out. So, who you gonna call?
Oh, man, that's the thing. We can do anybody.
All right, then however y'all usually do this shit, you know, I'm just filling in. I hear we got to be off this bitch by like 1 o'clock, so let's do this shit. Let's get this shit in.
I don't know what Lee talking about. We go to whatever fucking time we want to. We'll go to the early in the motherfucking morning.
Man, you. Wankster.
Don't Window call me shopping. No motherfucking wankster.
Man, we know Gabby pull all the strings in y'all relationships.
Keep my hoes on lock, nigga. I don't fucking knock my hustle, nigga.
I already know I don't like this dude, though.
Faking in front.
This dude, I so want dude to come around the way. You just don't know. I need dude to come around the
way. Gabby come home and straighten him right out. Don't worry about it.
Block. Got this motherfucking block on lock, nigga.
All right. Man. So who we calling? I mean, who you usually call?
Anyhow.
Yo, where the number at? How we get to this the call? You gonna do this? Dollar, you doing this, Tony?
Dollar random number. Dollar any damn number. Shit.
Yeah, man. Y'all pull up a business, you know, anybody.
So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Rage, you usually co-host this? Yo, you got a number for him to call?
Yeah, I got a number for him to call.
Yo, post that shit. Get him to call the number
man,
then. Oh,
Gabby, man.
He didn't leave me no fucking number. I don't know what the fuck.
All right, let me see what the fuck you doing, nigga. Calm the fuck down. Shit, don't fucking rush me, nigga. Shit.
Yo, you's whack, dog. For real. Don't nobody rush me.
All right.
Yo, do I need to find this shit?
Can I fucking type this shit, nigga? Damn, can I move my fucking fingers on the motherfucking keyboard, nigga, without you fucking rushing
this
shit?
All right,
I see
you got a number.
Damn, shut the fuck up, nigga.
What's this place you wanted to call? Where is
this place? What's this place?
This place is a McDonald's on my block, nigga.
On your block for real?
Yes, it is on my motherfucking block.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I'm calling Jersey, son?
You got him calling the gutter?
Yes, you calling.
Hello, and please listen carefully as our menu options may have changed. Calls are recorded for quality assurance. We're very excited to tell you about a special promotion for select callers. This will only take a moment. By answering just a few questions.
Yo, what the fuck was that? Yo, listen, we dump out trash where you live at, son, for real. And that fucking piss poor place you called your. Listen to me, son. You ain't even. You can't even do that shit, though. You know what? I do this shit.
All right. I got it. All right. No. I got an actual number, though. I got an actual number that you can call, son. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We gonna do this. All right. Give me one second. All right.
Hurry the fuck up, son. Bring your ass.
All right.
Know what I?
What is this number going to be to, Rage?
This is going to be to my business? Old job. This is going to be to my old job, son.
What do they do at your old job?
I was flipping the patties and washing the dishes, you know what I'm saying, son?
Oh, okay.
Making my money, like, you know what I'm saying, man? Hustling and shit, you know, frying the fries and shit, you know what I'm saying? Making the burgers.
Yo, this motherfucker front, he don't know none of this shit. He fucking front.
It's called HMS Host, son. HMS Host. I was with the fucking king, bro. You know what the fuck I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I hope you're not trying to come for me again talking like that. Know what I mean?
Motherfucker, who would have picked? I'm not about to take your shit, so why don't you sit the fuck down? Damn.
Look, I'm just filling in. I'm just doing a job. Get that guap, my man.
What the fuck? Shut up. Go on, Tony.
HMS Host, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, that's Woody. This is Woody. Do y'all deliver?
No, we don't.
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Yeah, that's me, Woody. You know me, Woody. Y'all don't deliver. What kind of special y'all got up there? What kind of special?
We don't have any special, sir.
Y'all don't have no special? Well, I need to know the special because I'm hungry, you know. I can't get up there. A doctor told me to stay on my leg, but I love y'all food. Can you give me any type of special? Anything? I'm real home. Special. No special.
No.
Okay, I know you said y'all don't deliver. But what if y'all made the food and have somebody drop it off to me? Can you do that for me? You know me. My name Willie. You know me, Willie. Hello?
I think he let you go, son. I think he fucking hung that bitch
up. They had already hung up the black hand, son.
Yo, can we get rid of this cat on the phone for real? This shit ain't working.
What
I thought it was going.
What fucking cat? Who the fuck you think you talking to? This is my motherfucking show, nigga. Damn. Who the fuck you think you are, Nixon?
Uh-oh.
Trying to tell me to get off my motherfucking show? I'm just joking with you, Nixon. You know I'm just playing with you, nigga. Calm down, nigga. Don't get all butthurt on me, nigga. Calm down, Nixon.
Rat beef.
Get the fuck out of here, yo.
Oops, somebody's button just slipped.
For real, you hung up on me, though, son? For real,
man,
son.
The button slipped, man.
That's what we go. That's how you gonna do me, son. You just gonna fucking hang up on me, son. Aight, son. I'm gonna fucking tell Lee to never bring your black ass on my motherfucking show again, nigga.
Rage, get another number, Rage.
Get another number. You better ask a little bit more motherfucking nicely for what the fuck you want, nigga.
Man. Better hurry up before Gabby come home. She come home.
Better
and
watch
shit
your. Better check your tone for shit. You better check your tone for shit. Get greasy around here.
Man, nobody want to hear about you and her love life. Man, get another number, man.
Thug life, nigga. All right, I'm looking for another number, nigga. Oh, I got a good number you can call. Give me a fucking second. Give me 1 minute. One motherfucking minute. Come on.
What kind of place is this, Ray?
This number be the movie theater, you know what I'm saying?
This is Marcus reminding you. If you're offered a seat on the rocket ship, don't ask which seat.
Why you blowing up my shit, though?
Sheryl Sandberg said that.
Who the fuck is calling my number, bro?
Just get on the rocket ship. Or leave a message.
My goddamn phone,
call.
Nigga.
Your decision will tell me a lot about you.
Why are you blowing up my shit, nigga? I don't appreciate y'all motherfuckers blowing up my motherfucking phone, using up all my goddamn airtime minutes, you know what I'm saying?
Rage, you better not have damn minutes.
Here's the number. That's for the motherfucking movie theater at the Jersey Gardens and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was popping the fucking popcorn and selling them tickets and shit. You know what I'm saying? Selling them damn reward cards and shit, getting my hustle up, getting my fucking paper up, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I, for the fucking I wanna, movie theater. Do I think I want to do this? I want to get in on this shit. I'm a guest. I want to get in on this shit.
Go ahead.
Do
man.
You then, nigga. Hey. Do you.
Do all you. Right, then. Let's dial some shit for real. Let's do this.
All right, then. Shut the fuck up and do it then.
All right, let's see who I'm going to call. Let's see who y'all got.
Thank you for calling AMC Theaters. Please note, due to high call volume, we are unable to respond to requests for showtime information.
What the fuck?
Please visit us online at amctheaters.com or download our free AMC app for easy access to showtimes. Again, that's amctheaters.com.
How the fuck they won't answer this?
You can download
bitch.
Our free app for quick access to showtime information. If you would like to speak to a theater associate, please press 0.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Oh shit, they fucking hung up. Shit.
Oh.
I guess the motherfuckers knew that shit. Hey, look.
They hung up. What the fuck do you say to make them fucking hang up?
I can't fucking do this. I got to go.
See, that's your fucking problem, man. You always fucking up shit. We're always gonna clean up after your black ass.
Yo, Tony, take the fuck over, because this kid, he wildin' for real.
Man.
You know, I'm contemplating to put my foot up in his ass for real.
You should.
I'm almost there.
Nigga, you then want some Gabby ass whooping insurance, motherfucker? Because you about to pay. Do you want some ass whooping insurance? Because you about to pay a motherfucking deductible, nigga.
Yo, this motherfucker trying so some hard, real, yo.
On some real Geico shit. You know what I'm saying? Keep fucking with me.
Yeah, he white as milk.
Motherfucker, he don't know me. I'm fucking gully. You know, you hear me? I'm gully, and this motherfucker, he.
Motherfucker, I'm from the dirty dirty. You don't know what the fuck I be, nigga.
Man, please.
I'll be out.
I was leaking here. This
nigga, don't you got stories to tell?
You know what?
Fuck?
Let's fucking do this shit, yo. I'm gonna move this shit along. I got places to be. Let's see what the fuck we got here, cause this bitch. Yo, I feel for you,
bitch.
Yo, I feel for you. I fucking feel for you. All right, so
you gotta hurry up before Gabby come home and snatch the phone
fucking,
from.
Fucking and wanna fuck, you know? Gabby got to. Yo, so speaking of that shit, did you see the video with the fucking monkey? Yo, that fucking monkey. Like, yo, was like sucking your dick and shit.
Oh, shit. You mean the monkey that was sucking his own fucking dick and shit?
Shit, that shit
was tight, B. That shit was fucking tight, B.
Yo, you get real excited over this shit. Yo. You get a little bit too excited. Fall back, nigga. Fall back, my nigga. Yo, listen up. So, this video, this fucking monkey, yo, he starts off sucking his shit.
I'm offended by this.
Why I gotta be a monkey
sucking
his ass, bro? That shit was a fucking like white monkey.
Why couldn't be a freaking panda bear?
Yo, it was a fucking white monkey. Yo, I'm gonna try to link that shit. I'm
koala bear for Australian folks.
I'm gonna try to link that shit. I don't even know where this shit was from.
They got a black monkey sucking his own dick. Ain't that a blip?
Yo, so...
it was a motherfucking black monkey.
So I'm reading a note. Is there supposed to be a chat or some shit I'm supposed to be in? A chat room?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there's a motherfucking chat you're supposed to fucking do. That is Lee's job.
Everybody away.
Fucking taking over and shit.
Yo, how the
that's
fuck...
That's your motherfucking that job for the night, bitch. That's your motherfucking duty.
Just go to rantradio.com.
That is your motherfucking duties for the night, nigga. Man, that motherfucking chat room.
That is that soundtrack from Rage and Chirp, man. Gabby?
Man, cat, Double A can get the darkest part of my ass.
Oh, shit. All right, let me move
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I said it.
I can you want
to put crickets chirping while I'm trying to talk, motherfucker? Man, you can kiss the darkest part of my black ass.
This kid wild.
All right. It never works when white people try to act
by the bell watching what you're seeing by the bell watching white ass.
Yo, son, can I do this or what?
Fucking do this shit then.
All right, then. Next story. White woman gives birth to black baby, claims the ghost of Michael Jackson impregnated her. Ain't that about it? Yeah. Say right here, 32-year-old Los Angeles woman is claiming that she was impregnated by the king of pop, Michael Jackson, and is now suing his estate. How the fuck? Let me read this shit. Wait a minute.
Simone!
Yara Johnson, the married mother of two, claims she was raped by the ghost of Michael Jackson, and her white husband, Ken Johnson, is sticking by her side. Now, that's the shit I don't understand right there. That's the craziness right there. Ghost, that's some fucking bad.
How you let a ghost rape you?
Yo, how the fuck a ghost do that shit?
Yo, I always thought Michael Jackson was playing with the other team, though. So,
but was it white Michael Jackson or black Michael Jackson that did that shit? The baby was black, so it had to be black Michael Jackson.
So if that's the case...
I always thought...
If ghosts are out here raping people, that means Tina Turner better watch the hell out.
Well, so according to this story, this is Kiara claims she was watching a 2-hour Michael Jackson 30-year anniversary special on DVD, which aired on HBO in 2001.
That shit was tight, though.
When she suddenly dozed off during the performance of Thriller. It was at that point things went horribly wrong. All of a sudden, I was awakened by a hand caressing my face, but I was home alone. My husband was at work. The next thing you know, I'm having his erotic encounter with Michael Jackson, but it wasn't the white Michael Jackson. He was black and dressed like he was straight out of Thriller video. I told him to stop. But so not only is she saying that she got pregnant by Michael, she, according to this story, she also saying that he raped her.
I always thought Michael Jackson was playing with the other team, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I always thought he was, like, fucking...
Yo, you want to read these stories,
I didn't know he was...
Because you keep cutting me off.
Motherfucker, I'm giving my fucking commentary to this goddamn story. Don't fucking cut me off while I'm giving my motherfucking commentary.
Why don't you curse some more? You're not doing it enough.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm doing it, yeah.
You know, I'm going to let you run this show. Real.
This is
real
what
talk.
I do. No, you got this shit. You got this shit, brother. Go. You got this shit.
No, real talk, Victor. You do this shit for real. Because it sounds like you got all this shit together.
This is your...
Shut the fuck up and let me talk.
I don't like to do other people's jobs. I do my own job. Feel me?
Then sit your fat ass down and let me talk then, son. Real talk.
Fucking
Sam.
Fucking
Sam.
Who the fuck you talking to, you Urkel? Ass motherfucker.
Sams.
Who the fuck you calling Sams?
Sams.
Man, go eat Hulk Hogan's ass, nigga.
I see why you had to go there. Now when Gabby come home and snatch the phone out your damn hand and the show be over, we'll know what happened.
Tony, I'm gonna let you handle that. I have no words for this kid, for real.
I ain't got no words for.
Already, this gonna be the best fucking show we ever did. Guaranteed. We putting up ratings like a motherfucker.
Lips, calm down, Lips. Okay.
Can I read?
you know your name, Lips Manless. Calm down,
what?
Lips.
Real dog?
You mean stop calling me Lips. Tracy? Stop calling me Lips, black ass damn.
When I was the motherfucker from Dick Tracy, they'll call that man Dick Lips Manless and shit? What
Lips
the fuck?
Manless, man.
Oh,
that's
shit. That shit is crazy. Okay, yeah. So, listen. I'm going to go ahead and read the next story. Am I going to get cut off?
Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
Lee. Lee's replacement, Double A Rage. I had some I want to try out too. I saw on the Cheaters phone number. I want to see if we can call Cheaters, man. I saw that phone number.
I think Double A dipped off for a minute, so I think he'd be back in a little bit. He sent me a message and shit.
Okay.
Just always getting no gay. getting his motherfucking water and shit.
Let's try to finish the story about homegirl Kiara that talked about she got fucked by Jackson with the black baby. All right, so she said everything was going well with the birth. And then she said she saw her son. He was black. And she said, what the hell is this? She was in absolute shock. That's when Kiara told her husband about the terrifying dream. And she think it's wrong what happened. And that's why they sued Michael Jackson. And they want a decent amount of money for child support to raise the son.
So out of all the ghosts that come back and rape somebody, is Michael Jackson's the one?
He is a motherfucking rapist. I'm just saying, I ain't pointing no motherfucking fingers and shit, but yo, Michael Jackson is a motherfucking rapist. I'm just saying, he's a rapist. But not pointing any fingers and shit.
Michael ain't known to take nothing but little boy's booty like yourself, so...
That baby came out with perm hair and a fucking white glove, light up glove in on his fucking hand and shit.
How you know Michael Jackson a rapist?
I saw the goddamn baby, man. I saw the shit with my own two eyes, nigga.
Yo, this motherfucker's hard. Yo, he sounds terrible.
You know how we black eyewitness men are, yo. You know how we are. We see every fucking thing, nigga.
Sound to me like you spent the weekend at Neverland Ranch or something.
Yes, I have spent the weekend at the fucking Neverland. I spent the weekend there.
Okay.
Shit, it was fucking amazing.
All right, so
that nigga didn't touch me.
We got some shit from Florida. Who's on a call from Florida? We got some shit that happened in Florida. I hear y'all always got some shit from Florida.
Yeah, they try to downgrade our state. So
where the fuck is Brooksville?
You already downgraded. Well, that's Florida
right outside of where I'm at, Central Florida.
Florida is a fucking piece of shit ass state. Florida is full of fucking. A bunch of terrible ass motherfuckers.
Just confessed to being molested by Michael Jackson.
You motherfuckers is full of STDs. Y'all like Little Africa.
Double A, I hope, wherever you are, I hope you heard that Ray said he spent the weekend with Michael Jackson. There you go.
So, this shit come from Brookville. I had to read that shit twice because I'm from fucking Brownsville and shit. This shit said Brooksville, Florida. Okay, here you go. 50 miles north of Tampa.
It's about 20 minutes west of where I'm at.
Tampa? Ain't that racist-ass cracker from Tampa? That motherfucker, what's his name? I think his name's Hollywood or some shit. What the fuck? What the fuck is his name?
No, that's where a lot of drugs...
No, you know the motherfucker that said that don't like... Motherfucker that said that don't like niggas and don't like tall ass basketball players and shit.
All right, let's move this shit along. The Smoking Gun reports that 19-year-old Sean Johnson went to the store's comforter section. The heading is "Teen Caught Making Love to Stuffed Horse in Walmart." The comforter section. So the Sean Johnson went to the store's comforter section, used a toy to masturbate before placing it back on the shelf among other items. He left the store and was promptly arrested in the parking lot. So this motherfucker nutted in the fucking comforter?
Nutted in the horse. Nutted in the horse.
At approximately 1400 hours, defendant Sean Johnson selected a brown... Motherfucker selected that shit. A brown, tan, and red stuffed horse from the clearance shelf in the garden department. The defendant proceeded to comforter aisle and hot housewares and proceeded to pull out his genitalia which were aroused state. The defendant then proceeded to hold the stuffed horse's chest area to his genitalia. What the fuck is wrong with this shit?
Motherfuckers was fucking horses?
1400 hours. What time is that, Ray?
Motherfuckers is fucking horses and shit?
The defendant
That's what's really hot in the street, son?
Chest area to his genitalia, proceeded to hump the stuffed horse using short, fast movements. The defendant continued his action until he achieved an orgasm and ejaculated on the stuffed horse's chest area.
Ew!
The soiled stuffed horse on top of a bed in a bag comforter set, contaminating the property also. The defendant did exit the store, left the property, and contact was made with the defendant directly across the street. Craziness. This shit don't... I see some crazy shit here in Brooklyn, but this shit is crazy.
man.
This is really hot in the streets. People sticking they dicks in horses now. That's what's fucking hot in the street.
Okay, move it along.
Come on, Rage.
That's fucking nasty. I sticks my dick in other places but a horse.
You trying too hard, son.
Where did Michael stick his dick when you spent the weekend?
Michael stuck his dick in Hulk Hogan's fucking mouth. That's where the fuck he stuck it, motherfucker.
Yo, is your ass sore, nigga? Is your ass sore?
That motherfucker didn't put his dick anywhere near me. Anywhere near me, son. That shit wasn't going down, son.
All right, here we go.
Got a little Peter Pan outfit he wore in there.
Well, that green shit, did he take your ass to Neverland for real?
Yeah, I am, motherfucker.
Did he crack the sky and shit? Alright, here we go.
Motherfucker.
Witness, PS4 perv slaps the salami over a system in store. We all like to twiddle our joysticks.
Yeah, he was jacking his dick on the fucking PS4 shit.
Well, can I read this shit without being interrupted, son?
Read the fucking shit. Hurry
we all like to twiddle our joysticks for entertainment, but when it comes to the PlayStation 4, the majority of us have our hands firmly on the DualShock 4. One saucy shopper had a very different piece of equipment between his fingers, though, and as he was caught choking the chicken in front of the console in the electronics store, a CCTV video picked up by the mirror shows that Beanie Deviant acting downright dirty in front of Sony's device, despite the fact that there are other shoppers nearby. After a few moments of masturbation, the store manager arrives in the scene and orders the overexcited individual to leave. We hope he didn't beat the final boss. Otherwise, it might start to feel soggy.
I don't do that shit to my PS4. You know what I'm saying? I fucking love my PS4. I will do that to my fucking Xbox 360, though. This shit is fucking slow as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to play some fucking Tekken on this shit. And it's fucking just the fucking RAM is fucking slowing down and shit. So I got to, you know, beat the shit, you know, just to fucking get the shit to fucking move. You know what I'm saying?
All right, son. Senseless doggerel coming out your mouth. Number next. Reaches for McDonald's for 5 minutes, comes back and says Jesus is a nigga. So basically, this boy, he dies. You know, this motherfucker expires. He comes back 5 minutes later and he says Jesus is a nigga. So I guess he's seen the light. He just telling us some shit we already knew, God. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So
keeping it 100.
Keeping that shit 100 for real, son. It says, young white Christian boy who briefly died on a surgeon's operating table during a liver transplant this past weekend. Let's see. Says he met Jesus and he was African-American.
Now, what all you right? got to say about that now, Rage?
Jesus ain't no nigga.
It says, Billy Land is the son of well-known KKK member in Jesus, Mobile, Alabama.
Man, Jesus is a crack-ass cracker.
You want to read the story?
You are.
Do you want to read the story?
Read the fucking story. I'm just giving you my fucking. I'm giving you my fucking opinion. He ain't no fucking nigga. He's a damn. He's a cracky ass cracker.
Yo, can we cut him off? Can we mute his shit? I mean, real talk. Can we mute him because he? This shit's not working. He's ruining the show.
That's okay. Lee gonna cuss him out next week for disrespecting the guest host. And then Gabby gonna slap him when she get home.
Yeah, he's fucking gone. This is the shit. Let's do this. It says, Billy Landers, son of well-known KKK member in Mobile, Alabama, who was suffering from liver failure, was technically dead for 3 minutes before being resuscitated. During that time, the 13-year-old claims he visited the afterlife. He says it was all niggas, he told WKRG News after the ordeal. Ain't that some shit? That sound like heaven to me for real talk, son.
I wonder if heaven got a ghetto.
That sound like fucking Tupac prophesized that shit.
Yeah, he did.
There were a few white people, but they were just entertaining the niggas like playing basketball. Now, that don't sound let me read that shit. It says there were lots of nigga angels watching them play basketball.
No chance.
Jesus was a
They were playing dude. Basketball? For real? They were playing basketball?
It says Jesus was a coon, too. Jesus wasn't white like daddy says he is. That's craziness.
So you hear that? All black people, couple white people.
Oh, real talk. Then it says So little racist dude says, he says, I asked my father why Jesus was a nigger. He couldn't answer. I'd been taught that God and Jesus hate niggers, that God cursed them by turning their skin black, and that they were mud people. That's what this little motherfucker says. You know what I'm saying? You know, he temp, it's motherfucking 10% anyway. So, you know, he puffy from that shit. So anyway, I don't, yeah. It says Billy's father had his son's experience has not made him question white supremacy in an Anglo-Saxon Jesus. Okay. So, he talking about his mystery God for one thing, you know, he saying his mystery God for real is black, but we already know that shit, you know? So anyway, it says, you know, the father, Clarence 13X, explained, broke all this shit down, son. Anyway, it says, it's kind of disturbing to me that he came back with stories of black folk heaven, he told reporters, but clearly my son is suffering from some sort of schizophrenia or some shit. There's no way Jesus is a nigga. I'm going to have my boy put on anti-psychotic medication. So he's going to dope dude up for real, because this motherfucker, you know, he died.
What he saw.
Fucking, he saw Tupac up in that bitch.
There you go. Wonder if heaven got a ghetto.
This shit is nice with that fucking, you know, that fucking coon gone off the phone and shit. This shit is nice.
Nice and breezy around here, man. Appreciate that.
So the next one here, we got, I saw this shit in Essence, and I asked my man Lee if I could share this shit. So basically it says that, this lady says her husband likes to use racial slurs when they have sex.
What? So
he's white, she's white, and when they fucking, he's white, she's white, but when they fucking, he like to call her a nigga bitch.
Come on, man. Dude, this motherfucker's silly.
Real talk, son. I got really? That shit right. I'll read the fucking article. It says right here, it says, in Essence Magazine, they write into Abiola. So it says, Dear Abiola, my man keeps calling me a nigga bitch during sex and I hate it. I have been married for a year and I'm in my wit's end. My investment banker husband is from a white old money family. I'm a first generation black. Oh, so she is black. This is some shit. Wait a minute. They mislit.
Oh, see. Black. There you go. He's old slave master.
So he gonna call this earth? He called this earth a nigga bitch?
Yeah, man.
So the earth says, I'm a first generation black American woman whose family is from the island of Jamaica. We met at a reunion in the Ivy League school we both attended, and he proposed in 6 months. We have a picture perfect fantasy life. He wines and dines me, and we travel to shop the globe. Unlike all the black men I dated in the past, my husband is generous, loyal, committed, and considerate. He courted me, and I never have to pay for anything. He said I could quit my job, and I did. He makes me feel like a woman. I'm a little embarrassed to share our problem. The first time he let the N-word drop was during sex on our honeymoon. When I reacted negatively, he explained that a black woman he dated in the past enjoyed being called racial slurs. Another time he joked that he had purchased my freedom. He also speculated about whether his family could have owned mine because I have good hair. Then he made jokes about my pubic hair. He called it my Negro bush, and I referred to himself as a nigger lover. He says I'm being overly sensitive because he loves me to death and should get a black pass for marrying me. I don't know if I can read any more of this shit, but for the sake of the show, I'll continue. Is it? I told him that I don't.
It's finest.
Fuckery, and it's filled with some fuckery, son. It says I told him that I don't appreciate these comments, and he says that my friends and family probably use the N word all the time. He also asked why black people can use that word and he cannot. I don't use the word or believe in the nigger difference. Neither does my family. I'm too embarrassed to tell anyone about this because I know they might say that's what she gets for marrying a white man. Every time we try having sex again, the slurs fly. Our sex life is pretty much over right now because I pretend to be asleep every time my sexy, handsome man wants to be with me. I feel completely turned off. I love my husband deeply, so please don't tell me to leave him because that's not what I want to do. My husband was my first interracial relationship. Please tell me racial slurs are normal between interracial couples. This is some shit. This is some fucking shit. This queen, this earth is going, I'm done, son. I'm fucking done.
You forgot to talk about the part where he comes to bed with a damn sheet on and he ride in on the horse.
The thing, son, I don't know. They ain't fucking on the seat. At least we know one motherfucker's under the seat, under the sheets in this relationship. Real talk.
You coming out butt naked like Leonardo DiCaprio and Django.
So
come on, nigga bitch.
So Double A, would you say this shit called race play?
That's what it's called.
Not role play, race play.
It's called race play.
But he said that he probably owned her and shit. And
that's part of it. If you read, click the link I just posted in the Skype, and you'll see.
This is normal practice.
This is normal practice. You'll see that there's an example of something that can be said.
Get the gun. This is some. Who started this? Ole Anderson?
It's possible.
Started this? Had to.
This shit is fucking. They also fucking Donald Trump shit. For real talk.
I'll read the definition, but you'll have to read the examples. It's an avant-garde but increasingly accepted form of sexual role play in which people of different races occasionally consensually reject all political correctness, especially verbal, and propriety in favor of sexual pleasure and fulfillment.
Alright, so they got some examples right here, and it says, this shit from Urban Dictionary, so it says, like, question, figuratively, the person asked the question, you into race play at all? And the answer is, yeah, call me your nigga ape. Make monkey's dick jump like crazy. Yo, that shit is crazy. That's wild. So how the fuck do they talk like that shit? Fucking race
play. He's just one step away from him saying, baby, let's do it while we watch Roots.
Yo, check it. I almost feel like you're married, huh? Just so he could call her that shit. And get away with it.
We're gonna do it. We gotta put 12 years of slave on or some shit. Like, what the hell?
He's 10%, she fucking 85%. I'm sticking with that shit. Real talk. All right. This shit is crazy.
Gotta put this copy of Amistad in before we get it on.
The color purple.
The color purple. That motherfucker just got off the call. So
Miss Seeley.
I mean, how many people do you think were role playing during the Roots marathon that aired about a week ago on TV?
Oh yeah, on TV one. Hell yeah. Couldn't do it till 8 o'clock. Oh baby, it's on. Let's go.
So there was this video and media takeout. I don't know if y'all want to look at that shit, but there was a video on there where this man catches his baby's mother on a date with another man, and he fucking beats her ass in the store, for real talk. He pulled out, what's that shit? Y'all used to watch WCW?
Yeah.
Slapjack.
He pulled out a fucking slapjack and
Stevie Ray Slapjack.
He fucking toasted her ass for real. You got to see the video. He kicked her in the face, kicked her in the head, and the dude she was with, he fucking stood there.
No, he walked away.
And he walked away?
Damn.
He walked away.
Damn. Shit was insane, son. If you don't see that shit, you gotta watch that shit. Then there was a story where, okay, so I don't know where the fuck this shit happened at. I guess I got to click this shit and find out. So, Applebee's. You know, I have not been at Applebee's in a very long time. But there was an app. What's that?
No, I'm saying me either. But go ahead.
So it says Asma Jammer. I can't believe that was her name. Her name is Asma Jammer. Was eating her friends and chick. Wait, hold on, son. Her name is Asma Jammer. Asma Jammer was eating with her friends and children at an Applebee's restaurant when another patron apparently became upset that Jammer was speaking Swahili and smashed her mug across Jammer's face.
Oh, damn. told people about speaking that shit in public, man.
But it was Swahili. That's fucking African. I think she thought that she was like speaking, you know, some Muslim shit.
Hey, I'll be telling people.
See, that shit's not necessary. You know, if she. That's why we got the fucking supreme alphabets and shit. But anyway, it says right here. It says I was sitting. You know, real talk, son. It says I was sitting turned around like this, and all of a sudden I feel something thrown on my face. Boom, said Jammer. My cousin started screaming and everyone wanted to run. So all these motherfuckers started to flee. Just like boy, old boy that ran away up in the previous story. These motherfuckers, you know, bitches ain't loyal. They motherfuckers free.
This is running. Know?
They're running and shit. These motherfuckers begin to flee. So the woman who attacked Jammer, Jody Marie Bouchard, I'm not reading all that shit. This bitch got four names. Yelled and threw her drink at Jammer.
Like a law firm.
Like a fucking firm, for real, son. The wrong type of firm. Who tried to explain to the woman that she had the right of free speech to converse with her friends in a different language. After Bouchard smashed the mug across Jammer's face, she ran away. So this bitch, she stole her and then ran away. But one of the managers of the restaurant followed her outside and kept an eye on her until police arrived to arrest her. What the fuck did she stand around outside for? Emotionally, that has destroyed me, Jammer said. I've lived in Minnesota. That fucking answers it. This bitch, she was in fucking Minnesota. What the? That answers everything. Minnesota. Says she lived in Minnesota 15 years, never had anyone even look at her weird for not speaking English and wearing her. What the fuck is that shit they wear on top? The hijab? Hijab?
I don't know what the hell that is.
I've seen hate crimes on TV, but for it to happen to me, I'm really a different person. I don't like it. Who the fuck would like that shit? Moving along. This is crazy. I can't believe you got rid of my mans for real. That little short shit. So, did you see that video?
Yeah. He probably went to go, I don't know.
Hope that motherfucker
went to go rub Gabby's feet.
Yeah. She probably got in, turned sideways, walked inside, and
Well, he can burn, real talk. The bitch can burn. Alright, so here we go. There was video footage of a McDonald's worker assaulted by a customer in a drive thru. Did y'all see that?
No, what happened?
Not sure what exactly how it happened, but all I know that the McDonald's worker handled his business. The customer Why tried to pull him. You gotta watch the video, man. That shit is crazy.
He beat up the patron, as they call him.
But the patron attacked him first.
Oh, there you go.
So I mean,
well, you know the rules in the hood. If you pass a lick, you better be able to take one, right?
There you go. You know, I don't think he was more than he bargained for. I there was a story, and I don't know if they talked about it on this show or if it was on another show. But did you Did you see the video about the dude who was in the back of the Uber?
No, that isn't.
I heard something about that.
Don't build on that, because I heard about a little bit of that. I don't know all that went on with that.
Somebody got their ass whooped in the back. The Uber beat him up, right? Or something like that?
No, I think he beat up the Uber.
Oh, I knew it had something to do with the Uber.
He fucking smashed
him. He's not ass whooping to take him, boy. But how do you jump on the Uber, though? Or how do Uber jump on you? You're paying.
Your dude got upset, and he went across his face from the back seat. He stole his ass. So there you go.
Still on them. So, unbelievable.
You know where I come from, you know. Brownsville, you know, we see this shit all the time, you know. But
oh, yeah.
This shit. These stories they're all reading this shit, this has gotta be fiction.
Well, some you got spirits shit. Raping women and you
spirits
know,
like, fucking raping women, motherfuckers fucking seahorses or fucking horses at Walmart?
Black women getting called racial slurs while they're having sex.
This shit can't be real.
Straight out of comic book.
So let's do this. Because I want to go wet my whistle. Real, you know, you hear me? So can we take a break? Can we do some type of break and then come back?
Yeah, that's cool.
I want to wet my whistle and pay the water bill.
Cool.
All right, let's go. Look who's back. This is Lee Champion with another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I want to thank my man, the Joker, for holding it down. Thank you, Joker. Thanks for holding it down for me. No problem, son. No problem, son. Yo, you want to stick around for a bit and chill with us, or you got to go? I mean, you can hang around for a little bit. We only got a little bit, about 45 minutes left in the show if you want to hang out. Nah, I'm good, son. I gotta hit the shift in a little bit, get on my grind. So I'll holler at you. Thanks for having me on. All right, man. You take it easy. All right, later, yo. All right, so here I am, like Tony C on the call.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yo, what the fuck happened to Rage?
Gabby came home and
sat on him.
Took the phone from him.
Mm-hmm. Gabby.
Yeah, that's his new boo.
Gabby who? Is it Gabby. Who I think you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You call him Sabaday or some shit?
Yeah, I hooked it up over the weekend.
Y'all fucking crazy, man. Y'all chase Rage away. Hey, he fucking hung up. Y'all off the hook.
Man, look. We told him when Gabby come home, your homeboy that was on the line before, he told him about the pictures that were circulating online about him and Gabby. So, you know, hey.
Oh, y'all. I fucking chased that man away, calling fucking Gabby. I don't even know it. I got some stories of my own. I don't even know. I hope I don't double any of stories that y'all already did. So, but I just started reading some, and I don't even know. Let's see what I got. All right, here we go. Very busy day. My day's been crazy busy. So I've been trying to compile shit. Devastated family finds stranger in their mother's casket. This happened in Chicago. Do we know anybody from Chicago?
No.
No, we don't know anybody from Chicago.
That I know of that on the network.
Damn. Somebody probably is. They just ain't saying nothing. Damn, we don't know nobody from Chicago. Okay. It says, Chicago family is looking for the answers after they held a funeral service for their mother, only to find that she had erroneously been buried by another family. Wait a minute. Monique Williams says she and her brothers went to Leek and Son's funeral home to approve their mother Ella Mae Rutledge's body for visitation before Saturday's service. Yet the siblings were dismayed to find a complete stranger lying in their 74-year-old mother's casket. Me and my brother say, dang, that don't look nothing like my mom. Her daughter
told CBS. That don't look nothing like.
Her daughter told CBS Chicago. Once the funeral home staff was alerted about the mix-up, the family was shown the bodies of three other deceased women in the preparation room. Unfortunately, none of them was Mrs. Rutledge. The family later learned that their mother had been laid to rest the day before by another family at Mount Hope Cemetery. Spencer Leek, the owner of the funeral home, conceded that an employee had accidentally mixed up the tags for Mrs. Rutledge and the other woman. I can't even grieve, Williams said. Over the weekend, more than 300 people came to pay their last respects, many traveling from out of state. However, because there was no body to bury at the funeral, Williams and her family were forced to hold up memorial service instead. Ella Mae Rutledge has since been exhumed and returned to the funeral home for a proper burial, but her family doesn't think they can endure another service. We're not having another funeral or homecoming ceremony, Williams confessed. This was too much. My father is totally distraught. He and my mother bought a prepaid policy a long time ago. But after this, he told me no way in hell to let my body go there when I die. Wait a minute. I don't know if I'm going to laugh or not because...
How the hell you lose a body?
A whole body, yo. They buried her the day before. Yo, and this is a real story. They got video, audio for this shit. Yo, this is a real fucking story, yo. How the fuck? How in the fuck? Yo, did you lose a body, yo? Yo, a whole dead body. It ain't like it just got up and walked away. I'm done. I don't know what to say. I wish my man... Yo, bailed out on the show. Important to take care of, and I fucking got a you, Tony, you and a replacement, and this motherfucker bails out on the show. Yo, fuck you, Rage, trifling. In other news, I think me and Nixon may have made peace.
You and Nixon?
I think me and Nixon have made peace.
What brought this along? Seth Rollins getting hurt?
I don't. No. You know what? I've respected boundaries, and I leave. Nixon's going to be Nixon, and I'm going to be me. So I accept that. I'm just like, you know. I think as long as we respect each other, we can. It's a lot of shit that Bret Hart doesn't like when people do this, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to turn a blind eye to. And, I think by turning a blind eye to some shit that we are able to coexist. So, you know.
Then the rant EM Universe.
He came on the Freaks and Geeks group page and he's been playing nice, and you know, I mean, we actually had a couple of messages, so I think, man, Nixon's cool. He contributed. I actually read a couple of stories he shared. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was like, I read some of the stuff he shared. I was like, there's some good stuff. And I'm gonna go to the page and I'm gonna pull him up and share him with everybody tonight. You know, he didn't come with no whack bullshit when he contributed, so I was like, okay. But
nothing wrong with that.
Who all we got in the chat room? Let me get on the see who we got in the chat, because I haven't been to the chat. Let me see. We got Surfer, Cash Cow again. What's up, man? Double A, Matt E. Ashalon, Nobody, Hacksaw Lou Reed, Y2J, and Mammy. Oh, so Rage is here. Mammy Harris. And three anonymous users.
Lips is in there.
That's right, Lips. Lips Madless. Yeah, hey, I guess he.
Have you let him up for real?
You know, he fucking lurking in the shadows. That's how he gets around. But, in the fucking shadows.
She let him up.
She let him up, though. A nice strong man's in the. He's in the house. Let me ask you a question. If this was slavery, would Rage be in the house or would he be on the field?
Oh, he would be like Samuel Jackson and damn Django.
I don't know. Because of his girth, it makes me wonder he would be in the house, but because of. No. I mean, he doesn't respect authority. We know he's not trying to run, so maybe they would allow him in the house. So we know he's not trying to get away. He ain't laughing.
I can see him just like Samuel Jackson.
All right, let me ask y'all a question. If Harriet Tubman approached Rage and be like, "We's getting away from here," would he take up on that, or would he?
He'll snitch. No, he gonna snitch.
So wait a minute, not only would he stay, tell her you said he would snitch.
Hell yeah, they trying to get away, master. Like the episode of Boondocks.
All right, here we go. See, I ain't even see that. All right, because I have not even. I haven't even gotten through season one of Boondocks. And it's not because I don't enjoy the show. It's just because I'm watching so many other things. All right, here we go. I'll be Harriet, and you be, even though Rage looks more like Harriet. So I'll be Harriet and you be Rage. All right, here we go. Marquise. No, hey, I'm sorry. Let me do it right. Marquise, get your ass out here.
Harry, what you want, Harriet? Eyes in the house, cleaning for master.
Watch your mouth. These ain't no master. I found a way to get out of here. A tunnel, way back down low. Take us up.
Yous find a way out.
I find it, and we can take off. Right when the sun goes down, we's making. You with it or not? Come on, right by.
What times we leave?
We leaving rise past when master's son pick up the last load. Come on, right back around here.
When master's son pick up the last load, you sure? Yeah,
right. When Mr. Cash Rabbit get in there, we's gonna take off. Me, Jasper, that's right, and Mordecai, we all's gonna take off.
Okay. When master's son pick up the last load, that what you say?
That's right. I was reckoning making back there, and by the time we make it to the other side, we'd be head on the freedom ladder, promised land.
Promised land, okay. I'll be there.
All right.
Meanwhile, back in the house, Massa, you'll never guess what happened.
Where'd you find back out right that way, Dad?
Massa, Harry Tubman, and Mordecai, they's planning to be free, Massa.
Oh, is that right? Oh, hell no. Let's get out there and get them there. Oh, hell
master,
no.
They waiting on you to go to sleep, master. And they gonna make a run for it.
I won't better now. My eyes may get heavy, but I won't fall asleep on them there. Oh, hell no.
Master, you know I never leave. I love it here. I love it in this house.
Not out the door with me, sissy. We gonna catch us some niggas tonight.
They leaving, master. They say we're gonna leave as the last hay pickup. That's when they leaving, master.
Oh, you're gonna be rewarded finally for this. We gonna get you some pigtails and some hog maw. And we gonna give you the scraps. Go on back there by that trash can and take out all this.
Yes, sir, master. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm leaving now, master. Yes, sir.
All right, go get Jethro. We gonna round us up some niggas at night.
Okay.
I think and that's how it will go.
That's how it will go? Yeah, I can see
Rage. Set up.
Turn somebody in. You can't, Rage will fucking... So you saying he would turn in his kinfolk for a fucking chitlin dinner?
That's right.
That's just like a nigga. Yeah, I ain't gonna
to secure his spot. Nah.
Nah, in his case a bag
not
of
a liver spot.
In his
not
case,
any spot.
In his case a bag of Funyuns.
A bag of is that like one of the ghettoest treats? I ain't never seen Funyuns.
I can
supper.
See them eating those Funyuns off Gabby's chest.
No, they one by one. I've seen a lot of people eat Funyuns.
What about no? They got two different kind of onion rings though. They got the Funyuns and what was the other brand? The green bag, the skinny ones. Funyuns are the fat, thicker ones. The fat ones.
I don't know what the green ones are.
Were they Wise? I think Wise had some.
Yeah,
maybe.
And they really smell like some funky onions.
That and hot fries.
But you know what? Rage wouldn't do it for no Funyuns. He'd do it for some pork rinds. Some barbecue pork rinds. He sucked the barbecue right off them bitches. All right. Rage trifling ass. Oh, my God. Let me go back and listen. You wait. When's this show going up? I'm going to go back and listen to it to see what this motherfucker bailed out on the show.
Bring him back on. It won't let me add him, but still, I think.
Oh, he trifling. He a bad in the fucking.
Yeah.
Was he bad? He showed his ass on the show.
When what his woman that? Get home, man.
Did he show off while I was gone?
Yeah, he was trying to act black and everything. Mm-hmm.
Fuck
yeah. Imagine that, right?
Stupid.
Trying to. Wankster.
Okay, here we go. Wait a minute.
Lips manless out.
Fucking manless. Oh my god. Alright, so here we go. Why can't we ever do an episode of this show without fucking
rage controversy?
Well, not just him, some fucking race stuff related. Alright, so here we go. It says
what, chinks.
No. Oh, here you go. What? You and double A are some of those racist people. Double A don't like French Canadians.
Well, no,
you don't like fucking.
That doesn't make me. That wait a minute. That doesn't
no,
make me.
No,
let
me tell
racist.
You. Okay, go double A, and then I'll go.
Me not liking French Canadians does not make me a racist. Just don't like them. That doesn't mean I'm a racist.
How many listeners can't wait to hear the rant? And then you just destroyed their world. Then, you know, that's like me liking somebody like, I'll tell you a prime example. Like, AJ Styles is a devout Christian, and I hear he's like straight up, I don't know if he's hardcore or not, but he's a Republican. And I don't, you know how I feel about politics anyway. I don't care if Democrat, Republican, I don't care about none of that shit. But, you know, but I could see AJ like really want somebody to get in the office and shit and like campaigning later. Like, you know how you have to, like, after their wrestling career over, certain people dabble into politics and they really, really vocal about it. And some people do it while they still wrestling. Like, I think Kane has been very, political. I think he's a constitutionalist or something like that. And he's been on like these shows and stuff.
Well, you know, he's from, he's from Gainesville, Georgia, and that's like,
Hicktown. Is that what that is? Did he grow up in a trailer? Like,
yeah.
You know, they have some trailer parks that they have some trailer parks where it's a trailer park, but the houses aren't actually trailers. They're actually like, they aren't like on wheels or any shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They aren't mobile. But I think he grew up in like a fucking. Winnebago or some shit.
Winnebago.
Like on his TNA documentary, it showed his shit. They did a whole storyline about that. Like, they went straight. See, this is the thing where they go on these storylines just out of nowhere that just don't make sense. WWE did that shit with CM Punk one year when CM Punk's world champion, boom, then Chris Jericho started talking about like how his father or sister or some shit was an alcoholic. It was like,
hitting him in the head with that bottle of Jack Daniels. Yeah,
but it was Natty Bo, wasn't it? So wait a minute.
I thought it was Jack Daniels.
I thought it was National Bohemian because that's from here. But it might have been Jack Daniels. All I know is you had one of the most selfish bastards you could find in CM Punk. You think he would give a fuck if his father or sister was fucking sipping on some shit? Because all he cared about was the fact that he straight up. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
So they went just all the way for the sake of a storyline. And they did the same thing with AJ. So AJ's world champion doing this shit. He had a couple of losses. Then all of a sudden, he's mad at the world. And they start talking about, okay, AJ, fuck it. What did he do? He grew up in a trailer. And you know what I'm saying? They had to wipe their ass with fucking leaves and shit. I'm like, where the fuck is this? But somewhere along the line, he learned how to wrestle. And he made it in the WCW. And PWG and ROH and all some shit. Anyway, I'm glad they shut TNA. They did shut it down, right?
They on the verge.
Okay.
But Lee, I do not have an issue with Chinks. Okay.
Just the fact
I just didn't understand how Kurosawa was managed by Colonel Rob Parker. I found that kind of racist. Okay. Then, at the pay-per-view Halloween Havoc 95, Ric Flair came out there with some fresh pressed khakis on, and I just put it together. That's why Rob Parker made him iron them damn khakis.
Colonel Rob Parker had proven years before that and you look over his career, transgressions many came from this man's direction, from his treatment of Brickhouse Brown. You know, why do they always, every time there's a black character in comic books or in wrestling, they always have the adjective black or brown somewhere brown. Added in. Somewhere added in. But I'm telling you, wrestling, classic wrestling, old school wrestling, a lot of people don't watch. And I'm talking about beyond WCW and you know what we can say. I'm talking about older shit. That shit used to come on that you had to be a real wrestling fan to sit through. Like, you wanted to see it just because it was wrestling, not because of the fact that you really knew everybody off the, you know, I'm talking about that old fucking Boogie Woogie, Jimmy Valiant shit. Sergeant Slaughter, Baron Von Raschke, all that shit. Like, that was very prophetic of people's lives later. Now, Tony, I know you're not going to like this, but Hogan had already, it was already written in the book of wrestling that, in the annals of, you know, the, all that shit about what he was going to do later in life after his wrestling career was over. Because when he was fucking with Tony Atlas, he called him a brown clown and told him to shine his shoes. I mean, the shit Hogan said, Harley Race ain't have shit on him when Hogan was talking about. He called him a brown clown.
But Colonel Rob Parker had Kurosawa not only pressing khakis, starching, pressing khakis, delivering the footage.
Remember back in
you remember back in the day after Halloween Havoc 95, they didn't have the footage from the pay-per-view the night before. They had to get it sent in. Who you think delivered the footage?
Oh, shit.
Kurosawa, along with a thing of Kung Pao chicken, some General Tso. You know, it had a complete order. But that's what I'm saying. See, you talk about Hogan, but your boy Rob Parker.
Look, we know Rob Parker sent Kurosawa to fetch some Mugu Ga Pan, but all I'm saying
exactly.
It's some something.
Along with that footage.
Some
all the way from Detroit.
Some Mugu Ga Pan.
That's but, right. And some duck sauce.
But they let that redneck, that fucking red, he come out there with his fucking long johns on. And Luke Harper and them look, they fucking Wyatt stole that fucking gimmick. Come out there. He did that shit years before. Come out there wearing that shit. And I don't care what nobody say. That fucking hillbilly redneck grab a rope theme song they had. That shit will that get black folks pumped up. I used to hear that shit. I knew shit was about to get real. I knew shit was ready to get real. I would be in the arena. I'd be like, where's the exit? But I'm going to sit here and watch this match. Because if they did a Shield entrance, we were all fucked. That was some round up the niggas music right there. You hear me? That was some grammar. Yeah. Motherfuckers was going to party. And then they hit that shit. I hit the harmonica or some shit. Oh shit! I was instantly I was instantly placed in Mississippi somewhere in the bayou.
I'm glad you showed up. I wanted to ask you your thoughts of if at WrestleMania 32, leading up to WrestleMania 32, they bring back the Ministry of Darkness Taker against John Cena.
Let me tell you. I don't want. I will say this. One of my friends, one of my close friends, we talk about wrestling, and he had sent me a message last week. And he was asking me how important a theme song is to a person. To me, as far as I'm concerned. And I will say, to me, a theme song is very important. I'm very critical about theme. I don't know why. Like, you can be a sorry wrestler, or not even a sorry wrestler, but you can be somewhat of a okay wrestler, but your theme song may not give you that I may not feel that much different about you, but it definitely moves you up a couple of notches. If you, like, for example, Del Rio. I don't mind Del Rio in the ring, but I can't do JBL. I wouldn't feel that theme song. You know, I mean, it's certain songs I'm not, but then there's people who they're given these badass fucking theme songs, and it's like, I mean, when I say badass, I mean good. There's some people just have this weird shit that don't fit them. Like, Eric Rowan, when he came out there with his fucking Rubik's Cube and that song match him in no way, shape, or form. Who ever approved that song that Eric Rowan got when he left the Wyatt family? I hope they got some walking papers when he got to the back, because that was one of the worst combinations. That was one of the worst ensembles that I ever heard in wrestling, to give him that. He come out there looking like a fucking mechanic trying to figure out a Rubik's Cube, and he came out to that mess. What is that?
Gypsy music, like you watching Thinner.
Hey, like I'm fucking trying to charm a fucking snake charmer.
Snake Aladdin.
What the fuck is that? So you got this motherfucker come out there looking like some redneck mechanic trying to solve a Rubik's Cube, and he comes after that. They need to sit down somewhere, please. Sit down, Eric Rowan. Sit the fuck down. No wonder they got his ass off TV. They said right back to the Wyatt. He's one of those guys that he's a fucking tag team wrestler. Outside of the Wyatt family, he had nothing. Period. I'm sorry. If any Eric Rowan fans or Eric Rowan, if you're listening, sit down. Sit the fuck down. Go join Rage. Go that way. Because I'm sorry. But, yeah, so that Ministry of Darkness Taken was the fucking total package. To hear that theme live, to see the shit he did, then his whole entrance where he had, like, he shaved his mustache off and just had the goatee. He's come out there, and that fucking beat, I think we played a couple of weeks ago. It was just so demonic and wicked. Ministry of Darkness Taken was the shit. All that shit they trying to do with the Wyatts now, that's what. And the sad part was is that they ruined it because they made it a fucking corporate ministry. And then Taker ain't want to do it no more. He said he couldn't wait to get out of that shit. But you could tell that's where, that to me was like the pinnacle of his character. You know, that did it right there. Because he could still be the dead man, but he had personality. And he was so manipulative. He was hanging motherfuckers from that symbol and all types of shit.
That's what I told Double A he should do the Nikki Bella.
And what did Matt Squire, I think, said it. It had me rolling when he said it. Yo, he had full control of the production truck when he was Ministry of Darkness Taker. Now he said when Bray Wyatt confiscated Kane and Undertaker's powers, that means he had remote control to the production truck. He could call forth lightning and the fucking pyro. That ain't saving
lightning and pyro like he in damn WCW.
That ain't fucking save his ass from them geriatrics on Monday, though. when they got rid of Bray Wyatt's Evolve form and knocked his ass off the ring, then they took care of the fucking first generation. They got rid of, yeah. And where was fucking Rowan then? I'm going to tell you, the only person who's losing out of this whole thing is Luke Harper, because he could survive on his own. When they took him out of the Wyatt family, they could have gave him his own gimmick. He'd have been fine, because he's the wrestler in that whole group. I'm not saying Bray's not, but he's the wrestler.
They finna bury that whole faction. You know what? Dungeon of Doom style.
I tell you what, if they're fucking old ass, if you expecting Undertaker Undertaker and Kane beat the shit out of Vince McMahon, if you expect that shit to happen, and as much as I love Sting, and you know how much I love Sting, if they bring Sting's old ass out there for another match, if I was Sting, I'd be like, look, I don't give a fuck what you do to me. I ain't wrestling another match. I ain't doing shit. I'm done. I'm done. You had me jobbed. I played the game. I lost. We're back up. I lost. And then, you know, I'm sorry.
I thought they was going to break somebody's ankle last night, Lee. They should have took him to the steps.
Oh,
that's shit. The real brothers of destruction.
What the fuck were they doing out there? Getting the upper hand. Getting the upper hand. Taker looks like that fucking lady who, what's that lady at the end of commercials where she used to be able to pop her eyes all the way out her head? The black lady? Where she could make
the pie saw lady?
I don't know if what commercial she was on, but she used to make her eyes pop. They used to, for a while, they had on every commercial you could think of. That's what the fuck he looked like. He looked like, they have a Flair in the ring or Lawler. Undertaker, he gonna sit his ass down in that ring. He gonna rest in peace, all right, in that fucking ring. I can see that shit coming.
Had to get your opinion on that, because Double A was saying they might do the whole John Cena and Taker. You know, Surfer going.
Well, you know what? In my opinion, I've been said this. And I know that everybody want to be a booker, myself included, but if they didn't want Undertaker to leave without his streak, Undertaker's father concerned, he should have retired with the streak unbroken. But if they had to have somebody to beat it, to solidify Cena's legacy and separate him from everybody else that came before him, to separate him from Hogan, San Martino, and Flair, and whoever else, and Rock and Stone Cold, he would have been, I was the one that ended that streak. He could have said he had that. And they wasted that shit on Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, that wasn't something Brock Lesnar earned in the wrestling world. Love or hate Cena, Cena could have had that shit. And that's something nobody could have took away from him. Period. And he would have been the one that would have been, he should have been the one to do it. And he should have retired Undertaker, right? Undertaker should have came out the next night and retired. And that would have been done. Because all this shit he doing now, none of this shit he doing with Brock, none of this shit matters. It don't matter if he beat Brock, Brock beat him. No, none of this shit matters. None of it. It's just his magic with Bray Wyatt. None of that shit. And it don't matter. It's all for naught. None of that shit don't mean nothing. So, yeah, Undertaker,
it's
go back.
It's going to matter with Cena.
Why? How is it matter? He already done lost. If Cena beat him, it don't matter. Cena beats everybody. But if Cena beat him and nobody else could at Mania, that would have meant something. But, okay, if Cena beats him, so what? Brock Lesnar beat him. Brock Lesnar just beat him.
Ministry of Darkness taking going to come back. Or Biker taking.
Look, I'm not fucking with none of that. What I want to see, they want my attention, outside of Kevin Owens and Sasha Banks, if they want my attention, they need to reform that fucking Samoa SWAT team with Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns, and the Usos. And
let them fucking
the nastiest, dirtiest fuckers you can think of. I'm talking about the nastiest. I don't want none of them motherfuckers to say shit out their mouth. I want them coming out there being fucking, going back. I want the motherfuckers to come out there like Kamala, Sika, all them slobbering with bones through their noses, hitting their ass, and I want them to nasty, fucking nasty Samoan savage. I want them doing that crazy, nasty shit, coming out there with fucking shrinking heads and pig heads on poles and staffs. I want them to do that shit, and Paul Heyman come out there with his suit.
And I want the Orient Express to come back, but we can't get what we want.
That's all I want. That's what the fuck I want. And I'm telling you, if they did that shit, it wouldn't be no room for no fucking Wyatts, no fucking Shield. Only other group that would get over, only other group that would get over is New Day. No, they would be the only two that would mean anything. Because if they did some nasty, fucking nasty, filthy, disgusting fucking Samoans that had Roman Reigns as world champion, and they treated that group like, okay, fuck the tag team championships. That them fucking what is it called? Them Usos come out there. And their whole goal was, like the Horsemen was, keep that belt on Roman Reigns. And I don't want Roman Reigns or the Usos to say shit. I want the motherfuckers coming out there speaking some type of gibberish. Speak fucking Swahili and see if somebody throw a mug in their face. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. I want to see that shit. I want them to come out
what,
there.
And then what if the Usos
destroy run. Fucking Brock Lesnar? I want them to destroy every fucking body in there. I want them to fucking make this crazy do that shit. I want them to fucking make Cena tap, do all that. Then Seth Rollins can come back.
What if they run Cena with a link in them?
They can fucking send. I don't care what they do. Look, and then Seth Rollins can come back as a face. He gets super duper duper over, and then he can win that championship. Let Roman Reigns hold that championship for a year, and then he can come back and he can win that shit. I'm telling you, like, they fucking dominate. Make that shit fucking happen. I even want them to. I want it to happen to the point where nobody can fucking beat them. Nobody. Where Triple H even come out of whatever retirement he is, and he gets fucking pinned clean by Roman Reigns, get his ass
oh,
fucking.
No.
No, I want all that shit to happen. And then you know how they tried to do with Hogan and Sting, but Sting fucked that shit up. I want them to do that shit. Then Roman Reigns come back and win it. Keep fucking Roman Reigns off. Off of TV. I don't care if he heals it up. Keep his ass off of TV till WrestleMania 33, and then he come back and win it.
The whole thing centered around your blue-eyed Samoan. I can't stand the love fist that you got for that freaking blue-eyed Samoan. The Rock's illegitimate cousin, because he might not be no kin to him. All of them over here legally, except for The Rock. So we need to talk about that. I'm gonna call immigration on that.
How the fuck can they be illegal when they're fucking?
They illegally.
How can they be illegal?
They get a knock on their door. They run up under the bed. Their ass is illegal.
Tony.
Usos, Reigns, Tamina legal because Snooker her daddy. Who's the rest of them dad? Don't worry, I'll wait.
I don't know, but they all like cousins.
See, there you go. See. And then the Usos got a history of hit and run in their family, so.
All right, look, I don't know what your beef is.
Puerto Ricans that can swim, you need to get up off that crush that you got.
You know what? I thought, you know what? I know my homeboy on there that was on earlier. I know he taught some shit. But
you need to leave that coconut breath people alone, Lee. I'm trying to tell you.
Anyway, nothing. You know what? Because you double A from the rant, y'all on this show, and y'all some of the most racist motherfuckers. I know my
we're not racist. We just double
A. Y'all some racist folks.
The truth.
And y'all some of my closest. And to hear you say this, you know what? Let me go to another racist story that took place. It's. This says, this is the headline. Finish what Katrina started. This was an offensive banner at the University of Alabama sparks outrage. An image of a tasteless football banner has gone viral after Alabama students hung the words, "Finish what Katrina started," at their off-campus apartment building before a game against LSU. The image was posted online by Trayvon Williams, along with the caption, "This is why I hate Alabama football fans, and I hope LSU beats them by 30. It says the University of Alabama was quick to condemn the banner, calling it inappropriate and offensive. The school continued in a statement released on Twitter. University of Alabama is appalled that anyone would display a banner with such inappropriate offensive statement. It's our understanding that the banner was hung at an off-campus apartment complex and it has been removed." Yeah, so these dudes hung a banner that said, "Finish what Katrina started." Bull motherfuckers these days, boy.
I mean, it's a rivalry, though.
See, I would never do that.
I mean, they ain't meat. They're men and in good fun.
I would never do that about French Canadians, but, you know, they push me hard enough, maybe.
I'd never do that about chinks and,
oh, shit.
Nobody else. I'm not racist towards folks.
And neither am I. And listen, I got no problems with the Asian persuasion. I'm in the middle of an Oriental cookie here, like an Oriental Oreo, because
oh my god, I love the Asians. Like, if I was American, my wife, I would go out intentionally and go find me an Asian.
And look,
jeez, oh, that's too much soy sauce.
Let me tell you, them chinks know they can
motherfucker.
Them chinks know they can iron some pans. They know they can cook some kitties. Hey, they all right with me.
You racist? No,
man, I don't knock nobody.
You know who I think is even more racist as young people of color, but who I think is Baltimore's own. Well, I don't know if he's from Baltimore. I had looked that up, but I know he's worked here for years. Not too far. Down at Hopkins. Ben Carson.
Ben Carson? Uncle Ben?
Uncle Ben.
As we call him.
Uncle fucking Ben. Right down, not too far, about 15 minutes from me, Johns Hopkins University. Johns Hopkins Hospital, Ben Carson.
Uncle Ben, man.
Ben. Old Ben. See, Ben doesn't realize that he's just this year's Herman Cain. They let Herman Cain go as far. Then when they were ready, they found some women. Before there was Cosby, there was Herman Cain. All these white women came out the woodwork and said he did this shit. And he took his rapping ass and disappeared. And we ain't heard from Herman Cain since. And Ben Carson, the shit he does. Ben fucking Carson.
Man, Uncle Ben ain't did nothing to nobody. Okay?
Let's see what I got.
So, Lee, you ease up off Uncle Ben.
Fuck
you
Uncle Ben.
You're
going to
make a great president. You're going to make a great president and leader of this free world.
It will not let me open that link for some reason.
This man had rap. In his campaign videos, he almost stabbed his friend from the mean streets of Detroit. Man.
And what's his face is trying his best, Donald Trump. Donald Trump had lost his shit. He got time.
You want to talk about me being racist? You want to get rid of all the Mexicans? I ain't said nothing about the Mexicans.
Then he's waged this war on Starbucks because they got cups that don't say Merry Christmas. They say Happy Holidays, some shit. Who the fuck care? Why do people concern themselves with shit? I don't care. I couldn't care less about what the fuck Christmas is on a Starbucks cup.
Holiday, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
I don't care if it's fucking, you're right. Kwanzaa, Christmas, winter solstice, Hanukkah, or motherfucking Chanukkah. You know what? I don't care. Don't care.
What is Christmas in Chinese? What do they celebrate? I know they're going to be open on Christmas because
they don't close. It's funny. I used to have this one job and I used to always tell them when they used to come in and I'd be like, all right, you know, we close any group that wasn't from here. They used to come in and shit. I'd be like, all right,
foreigners.
Yeah, I'd be like, you know, we close my close for what? I'd be like, no, we won't be here. What? Why? Remember that scene from Don't Be a Minister, South Central, while drinking your juice in the hood, when they walked into the store and when all the white people walked in, was like ding ding. When the black people walked in, was like ding.
Yeah.
And why they were sitting there, they watched the black people, the white women stealing all that shit.
Yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
That's how they are in real life. That's why I treat them how I treat them. They don't like us no way. Talk walk, talk ramen.
Well, you know what? When a lot of foreigners and shit come over here, they give them tax-free for like a couple of years. They give them tax-free to set up shop in the hood where black folks live at.
But see, I love my Mexican people, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans. It's just them damn Chinks, Arabs.
God,
oh my God!
Pakistani
started up and got
you a fucking freak. You know what?
Stand their ass on the corner. Can't stand their ass.
You know what? See, this is what
buying
y'all
up all the 7-Elevens and driving up all the slipper prices. bastards.
I got two more stories I want to talk about. Wait a minute. Let me hurry up because we time is out. No, I got more than two. All right, let's do this real quick. Did you see the video of these two women who start twerking on this dude, rubbing their ass up against this dude at the convenience store?
Come on, man.
And he want to press charges.
Black dude?
Yeah, black dude sitting up there. He on his cell phone. And these two women, they like just start rubbing their ass up on his dick. Like they look like they hookers, like street women. And I don't know. Maybe he want to press charges. Maybe he want to press charges because the video got out and his girl saw. Or maybe maybe he's really offended because some people is like, you know, who are these women? But there's video of
slow grind.
Yeah, all these videos, by the way, majority of them, all these are all submissions from the Freaks and F and Geeks group page. I told you I try to get as much as I can. Some trump others, depend on how, you know, funny or impactful the stories are, because, you know, we only got a few hours. And again, I'm sorry for being late, but, you know, I did catch one of this one story, though. I found this one. Steve Harvey, apparently he had Lorena Bobbitt on his show. I don't know when it was. It must have been recently. I don't know what day it was. I wouldn't even have recognized her because she doesn't look anything like the photos they showed her back in the day when she did what she did back in the 90s. But it was crazy because we were just talking about Lorena Bobbitt, because somebody, I think it was Stretch, or somebody posted a video on a group page of this worm that looked like a dick. I don't know if you saw it, but it was this worm that looked like a dick. And I was like, all I could think of was Lorena Bobbitt. Like, it like it was trying to crawl back to its owner. And then sure enough, right here, it says Steve Harvey talks to Lorena Bobbitt. She got a fucking standing ovation when she came out. Woman who cuts off man's pants and makes it. Yeah, she said all she could think of was she was in a rage and she had his dick in one hand and a knife in the other hand. I'm sorry, but John Wayne Bobbitt, I want to know what his ass is. I think they had, like, when they recovered his dick, they had to, like, keep it on a bag, keep it between two bags of peas or some shit till they could get it back on. Anyway, all right. So, the other story was, Adele, if you're listening. I'm sorry, you got something? I thought you had something. Adele, if you're listening, good job, Adele. All right, so I want your opinion on this, Tony. It says Adele reportedly turns down duet with Beyonce. My opinion is, thank you, Adele, because don't even get mixed up with fucking Beyonce and her husband and Kanye
and Illuminati.
Yes, because see, once you fucking mess with Beyonce, then you're automatically in cahoots with Jay-Z, then you get in cahoots with Kanye, then you in cahoots with the fucking Kardashians, then we found out that you really the daughter and Courtney wasn't and all this other shit. Adele, keep your ass over across the pond. Don't fuck with Beyonce, don't fuck with them. Big ups to you, Adele, for turning that shit down.
Everybody knows Kanye likes fixed dicks.
Yeah, anyway. I mean, don't fuck with nobody, don't fuck with Beyonce. Beyonce sound like she needs to be hooked on phonics already as it is. Don't fuck with her. She's on some other shit. Adele. Would
anybody name their child after a freaking color?
Well, you know what I mean? Well, number one, like, she named Beyonce was supposed to be the mother's main name, but it's spelled differently. So she had to figure out what the fuck the sister name is. It's her sister name sound like a fucking a cough drop. Solange. What the fuck is that? Solange, lozenge. For real? Sounds like a fucking lozenge. What the lozenge? Oh, come on, I'm done. Yeah,
Blue Ivy, really? You name your child after a freaking color?
That's suspect. And the reason why that is because Jay-Z used to fuck with Blue Cantrell. And I used to. Blue Cantrell was not a bad looking. Well, I don't know how she looked now. She wasn't bad looking back in the day. And then he turns around and gets Beyonce. And keep in mind, when he was with Blue Cantrell, Beyonce wasn't even a thought. Then he goes to get Beyonce, and Beyonce did her best to look like Blue Cantrell. Then they get a baby, and named the baby Blue Ivy. I don't think he got over Blue Cantrell.
But who is going to name the child? Well, Beyonce is on that stuff anyway.
That ain't they fucking bought that baby. I don't even think they fucking bought that baby. They got that baby from some fucking way. All these motherfuckers crazy. Them fucking Kardashians, Jenners, all of them. Fucking LeBron Odom woke his ass up. And then,
well, he found out his father-in-law and not his mother-in-law, so.
Hey, so they all. All right, here we go. This is it right here. This is the one. This is the one I was waiting for. Vivica Fox, we know she's the.
I know you're not going to feed into this before.
Yeah, no. I want to talk about this for a particular reason, because the reason why I want to talk about this is because Vivica Fox sent for 50 Cent. She sent for his ass. But the thing was
that
Vivica Fox, years ago, if you remember, 50 Cent must have tapped her shit real good, because when he broke up with her, she borderline committed suicide. Like, she lost her mind. He had to get a restraining order against her. She didn't want to let him go. She talked about that. When Vivica Fox first came out, all she could talk about was her husband, 6ix9ine. That was, she called him 6ix9ine. Then all of a sudden, that things ain't work out. She hooked up with 50 Cent, and she was in love. Like, he must have really hit her spot multiple times. He must have rolled her eyes back like Undertaker and had her speaking in tongues. Because she was whipped. She was hooked on him to the point where it said he had to get a restraining order for her. So years pass. He go about his business. She go about hers. She fucked around and got some type of plastic surgery that went foul. Kind of like Rose McGowan's facial surgery. But I mean, the shit just looked right. And they asked her a question about 50 Cent. And she started talking some shit about.
Well, I watched how it actually transpired.
The
gay dude tried to bait her good, and she didn't really say nothing. All she said was there was a cover with him and Soulja Boy.
I saw the cover. Made
her kind of wonder.
Did you see the cover?
I didn't get a chance to see the cover.
Can you see Skype or no?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm gonna get this cover so you can see it, and you decide. But now, tell me this: the article said that she called him a booty snatcher.
She never said that he was a booty snatcher. I seen the whole thing, but she was insinuating that was kind of what he was. And then he came at her ass on Instagram. I heard and.
Yeah, she sent for 50, and when she went for him, he showed up. And you know, he always ready, because wasn't he into some shit with Floyd Mayweather? And he was talking about how Floyd Mayweather couldn't read to his children.
Him? Rick Ross?
When are people going to learn that you mustn't fuck with 50 Cent? You ever seen that? You ever seen Life of the Drive?
Remember, he killed Ja Rule's career.
He killed him. Well, all right. Remember, do you remember License to Drive with Corey Haim and Mercedes and shit? And he thought he passed the test because the shit shorted, but he didn't pass the written part. But he went past the
actual fail on that damn driver. Yeah, hey,
you mustn't fuck with the department. And she told him you mustn't fuck with the department motor vehicles. These motherfuckers gonna learn. You mustn't fuck with 50 Cent, because he don't send for 50, because if you send for 50, he gonna get your ass. So anyway, I'm gonna put it in Skype. And this picture does look like he booty banded. It does, because it shows him. I mean, if that's what he is, that's his business. You know what I'm saying? That's his business. It's just the fact they got him looking like fucking Storm Shadow. And they got him looking like Storm Shadow from G.I. Joe. And he got his arm draped around Soulja Boy, who got his pants hanging. I mean, I didn't know if this was a cover XXL or cover Out magazine. And it got.
Oh, come on, man.
Soulja Boy grabbing his shit with all these tattoos and chains around his neck. And it just looks like Soulja Boy is just. And 50 has his hands by his zipper. And it just. I don't know. And, like, in the picture, they both look into your soul. Like, do you see the picture? I don't know if anybody.
They are a little too close. Yeah.
Motherfuckers about to fell asleep. They might have fell asleep in the chat. I'll put the picture up.
Yeah, they are a little too close.
It's a little too close for comfort. I mean, if they ain't like that, if they are like that, then it's cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even if we ain't like that,
that's a little bit too. Yeah, we need a little bit of space.
The thing is, I think that Soulja Boy's asking for help, because if you look at one of his chains, it looked like it says SOS. Right? So,
well, he don't love hip hop.
But so, I'm saying, though, like, yeah. What would you read out of this? Like, this is one of the things, like, if you see these two dudes walk down the street and Soulja Boy has a sign that says SOS, it's kind of like he's asking for help, but he know if he yells it out, like, he'll immediately get his throat slashed. So he's got it on his chain, so maybe somebody can realize, like, call the police. Like, this is the way of saying, call the police, my ass is sore. That's what Soulja Boy looked like, right?
It's not a good look for 50 Cent. I'm just saying. 50
Cent looked like straight up fucking Storm Shadow from G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Like fucking ghetto Storm Shadow. I mean, he looked like.
I don't know.
Were they Taliban?
Yeah.
I can see
it. I mean, and the dude was trying to get it up out. So you're calling 50 Cent gay, you know. You know how, I don't know the dude's name off Bravo. I think it's Andy something. But he was trying to get her to say it. In so many words. And she just kept looking. Like,
but her fucking, I don't know if you've seen Vivica. Have you seen her?
She was up there.
Well, Alicia Tyler commented, and everybody's like, why Alicia? Apparently, Alicia's on some talk show. I don't know what show this is, but she commented because, I mean, she gets paid to comment. And Vivica Fox was a nice-looking woman, but I've seen pictures of her before this whole debacle took place. And somebody fucked jacked up her plastic. I don't know why she needed it. Maybe it was so she tried to get rid of some. Maybe it was like Botox gone bad, but she got fucked. I don't know what happened to Vivica.
She getting, but see, say what you want. She got Independence Day 2 coming. They're going to do another Soul Food.
Yeah, she going to be the grandmother this time. Something like that. I mean, her
I don't
bottom
know what the old bra's going to do.
I took a picture of her. Her bottom lip looked like she like a ventriloquist. A ventriloquist. Shit. You know what the fuck I'm trying to say. Dummy. Her mouth looks. It looked like. You know what it looks like? You know how like when they do it with Fallon and stuff, how they have a picture of something and then they'll have just the mouth moves?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a before after Vivica Fox. Vivica Fox, no, Vivica, I need you to have a seat because that's not working for you. And she should just said, I plead. She should have said nothing because she should have known anything she said
can be used against you in the court of 50 Cent.
And 50, he's ready for that shit, though. He's ready. Like, he lives for this shit. He lives for the
beef.
Yeah.
Killed poor little Ja Rule, not Ja Rule freaking MTV.
Okay, so Sugar Shane posted a picture of Baby a Little Way. All right, Shane, so we already know Baby a Little Way.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
A Little Way got on 106 and Park, and he fucking got pissed when somebody said about Baby kissing somebody, and Little Way was like, the only person he gonna be kissing is me. And even the host was like, wait a minute, what did you just say? He was like, I'm just saying the only person the baby going to be kissing is me. So, I mean, that shit was out there. Survival of the fittest. Shit.
Yeah.
Wayne's ass been wide open for a baby. But anyway. So there's Vivica Fox. And I'll let them be the judge. Maybe Vivica don't. Maybe y'all think she don't look too bad. Maybe y'all do. I will... Let me put it in there so y'all can see Vivica Fox. But yeah, so he set for her ass.
What, yeah, he did. She did.
That's right. I can't put shit in the chat room because I ain't even blogged in. Because I wasn't here for the whole fucking show. All right, let me see.
And then raged and went and laid down with Gabby.
He went down. Yeah, he fucking laid down. Got all greased up and laid down in his pigsty.
And can't get up.
Fucking rage. And
that's not good co-host etiquette at all.
Oh, so he did post this one story. I think I read his rage against me. Well, I don't know what the fuck wrong. Anyway, he posted this one story, and this shit is disgusting. This is the last one, and we gonna get out of here. They got this, and he has a video for this shit. Now I will say I don't even know if I should read it or not because I don't know if this is true. Because I didn't do due diligence on this, or if this is something that he.
You know, he probably found it at on the bottom or something.
Apparently, these women over in England are going tampon free. They call it free breeding, a free bleeding.
Come on, man.
And these women are, they're mad because they're being taxed for tampons, and men aren't being taxed for razors, and they're like, you know, there's other things that men aren't being taxed for, but the women are. So these nasty ass bitches are walking out with like white pants on, and they just let their shit literally flow.
Come on, man.
I'm not lying, Tony. I got the video. Unless this shit is photoshopped. It says even though groceries and products like men's razors are exempt from tax, these women are upset.
You know how long it's going to take Curacao to get that red out of their pants, man?
But motherfuckers want to prove a point. I guarantee you won't see that. And look, I guarantee you won't see that one black person doing this shit. There's some shit. Just like you don't see animals attack with black folks in it, you ain't gonna see not near. Hear me, Mark? You ain't gonna see not near black person.
Not
one. Come on. just,
you right about that.
It ain't gonna happen. It is not gonna happen.
That's rage. It's race.
Yeah. That's some shit. Over in England somewhere. So everybody listens over in England, please help me out with this shit.
Harry.
Oh my gosh. Nasty asses with this shit. Bloody asses. Oh my gosh.
That's going to take a lot to get them stains out of that.
There's a way you can prove. There's a way to prove a point. And they sit
there. That ain't one of them.
With their fucking period blood and shit in these pants. And they up there with signs and. How about something? What does sign say? No uterus, no something. Does your you nasty stank rank nasty ass slut hoe? Ugh, nasty ass.
Jesus Christ!
It says considering the average woman spends $1,810 during her lifetime. Yeah, it's no audio too. This is fucking pictures and shit. It says average woman spends $1,800 on tampons during her lifetime. What they call it down in the country? They don't call it douche. They call it dush.
Dush.
They better fuck dush. They better go dush. They better get some fucking something even dush. Nasty fucks. That's some shit right there. Oh my god, I'm done. I'm fucking done. You can stick a fork in me. I'm fucking done. Oh my god, I done seen it all. That's what that shit. Can you, Tony? I have fucking had it, Tony. With these dancing
me out for the night,
cause that's trifling,
unsanitary type.
Yeah, they need a sanitary cloth.
Oh my real. God,
that's nasty shit. Tampon won't wear to the free bleeding.
Only rage to go find something like that. But if Gabby free bleed on him, he'll be upset.
Oh my god, cause they get taxed for tampons. Shit, just the fact. Look, hey, look. We all pay income tax. That shit ain't legal, but we fucking do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because you got to pay an extra, I don't know what that sales tax is. Oh, fucking, buy that shit, you nasty fuck. Do something. But all these fucking protests, that's some nasty, nasty shit. Walking out there with fucking bloody ass pants and shit. Scrub fucking movement.
Ugh.
Nasty fucks. Y'all some nasty, dirty skank. Scallywag hoe.
Nasty scam.
Fucking scoundrels. Alright. Here we go. Tony, you got anything else, buddy?
No, man. I appreciate you allowing me to come on with you, AA, and your homeboy who was here earlier.
Yeah, thanks, Joker, for filling in.
Yeah,
thanks,
Joker.
I'm sorry I was late. No, it's all good. Thanks, sorry I was late. I was busy all day. I think I only got to talk to you for like 30 seconds earlier, didn't I?
Yeah,
some shit came up.
It's cool.
It's cool. I sent me a couple of text messages. I ain't get a chance to read them yet because it's like four of them. But and I thought Rage was going to send me some, but he sent me nothing. So I'll read that shit later. But
Well, you know, Rage, you know, you got a life alert on Gabby. they doing their thing. I'm just happy for them, you know what I mean? I didn't think this day would come, but it did, so.
Well, you
know, I told them I'll make it happen for them.
Y'all call it, man. Like I said, he with Gabby. Y'all funny. Oh, my God.
It happened over the weekend. You can see Rage's boo tomorrow night on Empire. She does a marvelous job. So.
Oh, man. Double A, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Double A, double us. Because Double A is done. Yeah, let's get off the air. All right, so
let me go. Canadians are coming.
I want a Double A, like, look, I will say this. I've hated every wrestling gimmick that was French Canadian. Every single one. Fucking La Resistance and what was the other
one? Amazing French Canadian.
I hated every single fucking. The only thing that I probably can't stand more is I can't say that because if I'm watching a Southern wrestling promotion like back in the day, I was used to the cowboy gimmicks, blah, blah, blah. But in today's times, to have most of these promotions are up north and all that shit that don't matter. Don't. We talked about this before on the rant with James Storm and all that shit and having all these people with these Southern gimmicks. Mickie James came with the country music and all that shit. Back when they were territories, that made sense. But now, that shit don't. Not when they do it. Like, having one is fine, but every. TNA fucked up. They had like 3 or 4 people had it at one time. It was James Storm. James came out there around town and bound and all this other shit. Fuck down, fat ass.
I just wanted to mess with Double A.
All right, so let me go ahead and attempt to plug these shows. I have not done this in a long time because usually the darkness does it, and I've been so busy. Excuse me if I miss any type of event that's coming up. I know we just got done with the Rocky Roundtable. But I don't know if there's anything else coming. I don't even know if there's a pay-per-view coming up soon. So please correct me if there is any pay-per-view coming up in WWE. Survivor
Series. Yeah, on the 22nd.
The 22nd. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling me because I'm fucking out of the loop. Tony, you reminded me, though, to find out.
Yeah,
I don't even know the fuck wrestling. I have no clue what's on that card.
I try to keep you in the loop as best we can around here.
I listen to everything on download now because I, you know, when I'm driving out. Cause
I know you be busy.
Man, crazy, insanely busy. But maybe it'll all, once the first of the year comes, things will start slowing down a little bit. Just got a couple months to go. Well, a month and a half. Anyway, so thank you so much, everybody. Join us here for all this fine programming here on Rant EM Radio. As always, if you're able to join in the chat, it's always some fun times in the chat room. Meet a lot of personalities, get to really be a part, interact with the hosts on the live shows. let's see what we got. Tomorrow, we have another episode of Talk Brunch. I'm really enjoying that show. This has been part of my, lots of times I get to it on weekends when I get to it, but I'm really enjoying the show. And they just as raunchy and nasty as Rage and I is when it comes to some shit, you know. But they are, but I think what happens is them. Like, we're freaks and geeks, but I think we lean more towards the freaks than we do the geek side. We, you know, and I think part of that is because Rage has got to be about him. So, anyway, join those guys tomorrow, Rick Dara, tomorrow at 8 o'clock. And I do believe that there's going to be a live show coming. Is that going to be Survivor Series? Survivor Series.
They'll talk about that maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, well, another show for Surfer to get on.
Surfer will be up at that. Let me tell you something.
Did I say that out loud?
If we had a show a week, Surfer will be on that fucking show.
What?
Surfer will be on that show. Surfer ain't gonna miss the show, boy. That's like saying you got fucking giving out free food dinners. Surfer will show up. Thursday, Rand Wrestle, both
Arn on Anderson of the network
at 9 p.m. And then Friday, Tropical Throwbacks with Phil. I don't think Megapower. I think Megapower is going to be off this week too, if I remember hearing correctly.
Yeah,
so Megapower's going to be off. So we'll see who
the ECW throwback this week.
ECW throwback. Now, I don't know, Tony C, you might make an appearance, maybe, maybe not, but I'm pretty sure Surfer will make one. He made one last week. You will get your dose of Surfer. You hear me? You don't hear Surfer. You'll get nothing else on this. Dude, there have been times when I've cut the feed on and I would hear Surfer's voice and not know which show was on.
It doesn't matter.
I cut on, and I would have to wait till he stopped talking and be like, okay, I heard Will. That's a call-in show. Wait, hold up, hold up. Wait, that's Double A. Wait, is this a rant? Okay, that's the rant. Okay, wait, hold up. Is that? Wait a minute. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Oh, okay, I heard you. Okay, that's what that is. Because Surfer calls on every fucking show. So join Phil and possibly Surfer, whoever's going to join, ECW Throwback this Friday night at 9 p.m. live, Rant EM Radio. Then Saturday, Wrestling CIS with William Morgan. It's a call-in show. For you to call in, and pretty much he will fill a line of capacity, and you can call in, bitch, complain, rant about anything that you do or don't like in the world of wrestling. And William will give you the
plan. They made a run in last Saturday.
Really? I didn't hear it.
They
was on the call-in show
for like 30 seconds.
Was it from the road?
It was. I was in my hotel room, and they. Kind of like William said I should call in for some reason, and I did.
Okay. Rage said he was called in. I don't know if he did or not. I didn't get a chance to listen to call us.
He was on the call when I called in.
Did he try to make it about him the whole show?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a fucking loser. Anyway, join Surfer on Sunday live. Join Surfer again. This is everyone's doing this. This is Surfer's actual show. Okay? This is what he should be on. All right, he's one of the motherfuckers that don't know how to go home, but he goes home on Sundays at 5 o'clock to listen to join him and Jordan. Another episode of What Are You Reading Comic Book Show. They'll be talking about comic books. You will hear Jordan will sit down with a glass of Merlot and spaz the fuck out when Surfer says something he does not agree with about a comic book. Yes, you heard that right. Jordan will go as far as calling people porch monkeys if there's something he disagrees with in a fucking comic book. So if you want all that and so much more, please tune in to the What Are You Reading Comic Book Show this Sunday.
Disrespectful,
man. At 5 p.m. He called him porch monkey like he was sending forth a Pokemon. Porch monkey! and that earned him a 2-week suspension. Anyway.
For picking up a piece of paper.
He flipped over that desk and Surfer sent his ass home for 2 weeks. You have all been expurgated. All right. Join us back here on Tuesday. No, again on 22nd, I believe they said. That was going to be Survivor Series. Pre-show is going to be at 7. Double A's on the pre-show.
Yeah.
Okay. Double A's on the pre-show. I don't know if I'm going to be on there, Tony. I'll try.
And no, then I'm asking you who you think going to be on the...
I can tell you who will try to get on the pre-show.
Who?
Somebody that rhymes with checks. I don't care for that, sir.
Oh, you know what?
Anyway.
I'll tell you a story when you get off the air.
Let me stop trouble. Anyway, and then the event will happen, and immediately following that event, there will be the post-show, which I really enjoy the post-shows of these events. I enjoy the post-show. I enjoy the pre-show, but the post-show really, because somebody is going to be really pissed off, and somebody... The sad part is we won't have any Cena on this show, because that'll be the part where Surf has to defend Cena's win, and Tony C will be fucking livid. Tony C might get so pissed off by the result that he just won't even call into the post show.
Oh, that's funny to you.
Yeah, that's funny. So turn it to the pre-show. Then you can watch old ass Undertaker and Kane in the match. I know that much. then you can talk about how they fucking buried the Wyatt family 2-on-3 like Macho Man and Hogan did. Hogan into the Dungeon of Doom. You're gonna see that shit all at Survivor Series. Trust me. They missed it by a month. They should have had that match last month. But yeah, so you'll see that. And then Tuesday, you can join the Mothership Show with Double A and Tony C right here on this call. You'll join them on the rant where you can catch up with everything again and a recap of what happened from Raw the previous night, plus the news, see what's going on down in Florida, all the wrestling news. I guarantee some shit is going to happen between now and Tuesday they're going to talk about. So you can join them at 8 p.m. live on next Tuesday night. And then again, join me on Freaks and Effing Geeks. Maybe Rage will come out of the shadows, and hopefully he'll join me next week.
Can I say one thing? Gabby, let him come out and play, please, next week. Can you please come let him out and play?
Thank you. If he shows up, I mean, who knows?
She keep a tight leash on him. She done started keeping a tight leash on
him. I don't know. Maybe he's
new love. It's did new he sound love.
Like? Let me ask you this, because I didn't hear the beginning of the show yet. Did he even sound like he wanted to be on the show when he was on there? Because maybe yeah. He was to be on.
He's talking all. He's acting like a wigger.
Oh, okay. So just classic Rage that he just got his ball and went home. He couldn't have it. Okay. Well, anyway, join us next week at 11 o'clock for another installment, another episode of Freaks and Effing Geeks. And then. I'm looking forward to the end of the year because I ain't gonna lie, I love y'all so much, but I need a break. I need a break. This is the longest stretch of radio I've done. I don't think I have not, outside of being late twice, Surfer covered once and Joker covered this one today, I have not missed a show. So I've been on every episode so far, and we are, what, 38? So I'm kind of proud of that. But anyway, thank you so much.
If I can make a suggestion to Double A, I think you and myself should host, when we do the swap, we should host Freaks and Effing Geeks.
Then what I'm a host?
You and Rage can host the rant.
I got to do it with Rage? We'll see. I don't think I can pull off the rant, though. That's some big shoes to fill. Give me Surfer Show.
Surfer be on everybody's show anyway.
Give me Surfer. Oh, you know that ain't gonna work. I was gonna say I would want to do Surfer Show with whoever I do it with gotta know comic books. So it's gotta be, yeah, they gotta know comic books. I think the only other person who I know reason like that is Rick. I don't know if Phil reads anything currently, but I know Rick does. I wouldn't mind doing a show with Rick. But Surf was very protective about his show. I think last time Double A did his show, was that last year or the year before, where he was last fucking year. Messaging Double A every 5 seconds, how about my show? And oh my God, you would have thought that he left his baby with Double A to babysit while he went out on a date, and he was blowing up his phone every 5 seconds, how about, did you burp her yet? Did you feed her? You know, sometimes if she does this, you gotta sing a little bit, just rock her, but only rock father. I mean, he was a fucking pain in the ass over that show. And, Double A prepared by reading Curtis, Peanuts, Ziggy, and Family Circus. And I think that's what set off. I think that's what set off, because all Double A did was read. You can tell all Double A did was get a paper from that Sunday morning and read a couple of comic strips and said, all right, that's enough for the show. And Surfer was fucking
right.
He was fucking hot. Anyway, I know Double A had it with my ass. It is 1:30. Thank y'all so much for coming out, and I look forward to talking to y'all next week. Remember, tune in to all the fine programming on Rant Ian Radio. If you cannot listen live, you can tune in on iTunes, Stitcher, also Podcast Addict is the app I use, where you can go and you can listen to shows or download, stream, or whatever you got to do. In addition to the TuneIn Radio app, if you're not by your laptop, you can listen that way as well. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you all soon. We'll see you tomorrow for Talk Brunch at 8 p.m. Have a good night. Papers.